Now here we have an example of a visualization that aims to show a timeline and show how the data relates along multiple dimensions. Here it's in terms of file type, in terms of, let's say, what somebody has interacted with over time, and gives you a sense, oh, maybe at this given a month, it was mostly Word documents or that were interacted with or were of interest, and then in other periods of time. So you can see these clustering effects. And the question is, you want to be able to show here a large slice of time, and you can't fit it all on the screen. So what's being done here is you have what's called this foreshortening effect or perspective wall, where the what's currently in focus is we care about what happened in September 96 and October 96, and that is displayed right in the middle, and there's no distortion. But then we have what happened before and after is flowing away from us, and we get this perspective effect, and things start to cluster together and being clumped together, and we get sort of a more fisheye view of it, a distorted view of it, but we still have the overall context. So that's one of the key principles, is how can we increase the data density is by applying what are called these fisheye or focus and context displays that let users to zoom in on specific data without losing the sense of context. We'll look at more examples of that in the next lecture, where so we'll get a better sense of that. What I encourage you is to download the video. You can either click on the hyperlink or go to the other link that I provide, and then right click on perspectivewall.avi and then save it to your hard disk. Look at the video that's being provided. Gives you a better flavor for it, and also you get to see the system in action. And then we'll also talk about it on Thursday.